Section 3, Contractor and Subcontractor Registration. Contractors must register with HMRC to operate the construction industry scheme if they come within the scope of the scheme, and any failure to register will result in penalties being charged. A contractor reference number will be required to register for the scheme. New contractors must register with HMRC before engaging the first subcontractor. It is not optional. Registration is required for new businesses and also for businesses that change, including where a sole trader forms a partnership or a sole trader or partnership changes to a limited company. An existing business might form a joint venture with another business, but the joint venture will also have to register, notwithstanding that the one business might already be registered. The new businesses have to register, and we are seeing problems where businesses are not appreciating this. Contractors can register as a new employer by email through the HMRC's website on www.hmrc.gov.uk/CIS/contractors/reg-OBS. It's easy to find on the Revenues website. Alternatively, you can call HMRC's new employer helpline on 0845 607 0143. That helpline is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. If you're involved with a non-UK resident business or subcontractor, they should contact HMRC's Centre for Non-Residents, and their telephone number is 044 151 210 222. The information that a contractor will need to register is, first of all, the unique taxpayer reference, the UTR, of the business. A national insurance number will be required for a sole trader, for individual partners or directors. HMRC will also need to know the registered business name, and they will require contact details. We then have to tick the box to confirm engagement of construction industry subcontractors. HMRC confirms that online form email submission is secure, and HMRC will set up a contractor scheme and a pay-as-you-earn scheme if requested, and then HMRC will send a contractor pack with all the information needed. A pay-as-you-earn scheme is normally needed even if there are no director's fees or employees, in order for the scheme to be dealt with online. Unlike contractor registration, which is compulsory, registration as a subcontractor is voluntary. But of course, contractors will have to deduct 30% from payments made to any subcontractor that has not registered. New subcontractors should therefore register before starting work in the construction industry, or 30% deductions will be made by the contractor. If the subcontractor client is already registered for self-assessment, they, or you on their behalf, can register by calling HMRC's CIS helpline on 0845 366 7899, choosing option 3. The information we will need to register the new subcontractor is again the unique tax reference number, the UTR, a national insurance number for a sole trader or individual partner or a director, again the business name, and we can give up to one trading name. If the subcontractor needs a national insurance number to register, we can contact the Department for Work and Pensions on 0845 600 0643. An evidence of identity interview will be needed, and the subcontractor will have to go to a Job Centre Plus office. We should remember that HMRC requires a national insurance number before issuing a unique tax reference number. Regulation 25 sets out the documents, records, and information that an officer of the board may require to establish the identity of the subcontractor. These include a birth certificate, name, address, national insurance number and unique tax reference number, utility bills, council tax bills, current passport, driving license, a company registration number for a company, and a company's memorandum and articles of association. All that information should be obtained in advance of seeking to register, and there have been difficulties, particularly with new companies sometimes, in obtaining a unique tax reference number. If a subcontractor wants to apply for gross payment status to avoid having tax deductions from the payments received from a contractor, there are three tests to be satisfied to qualify for gross payment status. The business test is about carrying out construction work or providing labour for construction work in the UK, and the business is required to be run largely through a bank account. The turnover test involves ignoring VAT and materials, and the construction turnover must be at least £30,000 for a sole trader, or £30,000 each for a partner in a partnership, or £30,000 each for a director in a limited company. There is an alternative turnover test of £200,000 for a partnership or a limited company. The final test, and the one that causes much difficulty, is the compliance test, where HMRC looks at the level of compliance of the business in the previous 12 months. Here we're talking about compliance by the business and its proprietors, its partners or its directors. The requirement to complete and have returned all required tax returns, not just the business tax returns. To have supplied any tax information requested by HMRC, and very importantly, and the one that probably causes most problems, to have paid any taxes due by the due dates. That is all the tax due from the subcontractor and the business. Any national insurance contributions due from the subcontractor, any pay-as-you-earn income tax, and national insurance contributions due as an employer, and any deductions due from the subcontractor as a contractor. HMRC will ignore some failures in that 12-month period of review. To begin with, three late CIS 300 monthly returns, which are up to 28 days late, would be ignored. But one return that's more than 28 days late will cause a failure. Three late payments of CIS deductions or pay-as-you-earn up to only 14 days late would be ignored. So any payment made more than 14 days late would cause a failure. One late payment of self-assessment tax up to 28 days late would be ignored. Any employer's end-of-year return made late. Any late payment of corporation tax up to 28 days late. Any self-assessment return made late. Any payment not made by the due date where it is less than £100. The compliance test is an ongoing issue for our clients and our employers if we work in the construction industry. Because once gross payment status is achieved, it is something that we should wish to protect. HMRC automatically checks the compliance status of every gross payment registered subcontractor at least once a year through an automatic computerized system, the Tax Treatment Qualification Test. If HMRC issues a notice of refusal of gross payment for someone applying for the first time, or a notice of removal of gross payment, we have decision time. We have to consider with our clients whether we should appeal or accept the decision. If we appeal and lose the appeal, then there will be a 12-month delay before being able to reapply. Obviously, if HMRC is wrong, and we must consider the reasons for the decision to refuse an application or to remove gross payment status, we should challenge that decision. But if we know that the stated failures are correct, We then have to consider arguments for reasonable excuse, such as problems in making late payments because of problems in getting paid. We also have to consider how to deal with any potential problems the subcontractor may have with his contractor customers. Those sort of things need to be discussed with our clients before making a decision on appeals.